This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
We know trauma can come as so many monsters, as injury, as effects from illness, as abuse, as self-harm and loss. And we understand the power in the arts. An organization called Safe Art in Chelsea serves to engage that transformative power through performances and residencies in schools, as group art projects for adults, young adults, and kids to help heal and even help prevent abuse and other traumas. Bridget Taylor has recently joined Safe Art as its executive director, and she joins us now by phone from Safe Art's offices in Chelsea. Welcome, Bridget. What does Safe Art do?
We use the arts to heal. We do individual and group healing, performances, workshops, residencies. We've even done educational leadership training that focuses on the prevention and working to take the effects of trauma and make them lesser and make them more manageable.
And can I ask, what exactly was the catalyst to begin Safe Art?
Our founder is a dancer and weaver and artist, and had what she calls a very destructive relationship in her teenage years through early adulthood. And when she broke free of that, she began doing artist residencies and saw kids who were really affected by many of the same issues that she had experienced in her own life. And art had been such a tool of healing for her, finding her voice, finding confidence again in her body, that she wanted to help youth heal the same way. From there, it has expanded to doing healing work for youth and adults. And we've also learned that these principles that Tracy had felt so instinctively are actually based on very sound science. Creativity, creative movement, those all charge up different parts of the brain and can really help change destructive patterns and help you heal.
And you mentioned some educators have also learned different skills through Safe Art. Talk about how that's used to address trauma in a school setting.
We have done a lot of hard research on trauma and have turned that into some trauma-informed training that we deliver at times to school faculty. We have also done school residencies in the past where youth can learn about how their own brains work and can help fight those destructive patterns in their own brains if they have them, or support other kids or prevent that harm in the first place. Really, when you have a better understanding of how your brain works and how you can affect other people and you can make positive changes in yourself, it can make a real difference in your life.
Speaking from my own experience of childhood trauma, whether you choose to share it or not, it's a common feeling that, you know, other people can see that they've suffered some sort of trauma, like it's written on their forehead. What's the outreach like? How do you invite young people and adults into taking part in these resources?
We do a lot of things, and we do it all very positively and openly and non-judgmentally. There are a few things we do that are very specific to people who have experienced specific traumas, but for the most part, we have an open door because we know trauma can happen to anyone. It's not always abuse. Sometimes it's loss of a loved one. Sometimes it's the long-term psychological effects of an accident or an illness. And so we try to keep our door very open so people don't have to self-identify in any way. They can come to terms with what happened to them on their own time and in the way that best helps them heal.
So describe for us, what does it look like? What does it feel like at the center?
I think every day is different. We do a lot of one-on-one and individual work, so it might be let's talk about how we're feeling today. It might be a session of drawing. It might be dancing. It might be drumming. When we do a school residency, usually there is some form of an agenda, and a lot of times there's acting and performing, so it might even start with a theater game with a bunch of teenagers pretending to be on a park bench and bothering each other to really let their guard down and let them know that this is a safe place to feel their feelings and have fun. And we are going to be at the farmers market in Chelsea all month, and that's going to be a different thing every week. We've got a little residency at the One Planet After School programs, a few of them in the area, where it's going to be kids playing and having fun and learning through doing.
Can you point to some successes and just some positive outcomes that have come from Safe Art?
Absolutely. We actually have a young woman who was in our youth programs and in our Safe Art Ensemble who is one of our youth educators and is going forward and kind of teaching the lessons of Safe Art to young people now. And so that's really exciting to see. And we've had women who have been severely traumatized who we've worked with who are experiencing the world differently, who there's one woman in particular who was on disability who now is working and teaching art.
Yeah, I love hearing that. That's great. Thank you so much, Bridget, for letting us know more about Safe Art and all the great work that you do.
It's a real honor.
That's Bridget Taylor. She serves as executive director at Safe Art in Chelsea. And look for the folks from Safe Art at the Chelsea Farmers Market each Friday in Chelsea.